Blog Talk Radio.
Exactly do you mean? And you know what? Actually, you have me intrigued. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Are you struggling with where you are on your journey? Let's lean into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love me some Mondays. Woo! On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach. We're in our Shape Up series, and it's time to shape up and win. You know, each week of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful. You know, we encourage you, our global listening audience, if you have not yet taken advantage of our on-demand library, we want you to know that you, if you've missed any of our past show installments, you have been missing some great richness that are archives of previous broadcasts, and a richness of what we share each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. the number 4, and the letter U. Again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. You know, allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes or so around today's topic. And then we will, if time permits, we will open our phone lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our Global Listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate. And, you know, if you don't already have your notepads and your pens, you're sitting in front of your laptops or desktops, you have your smartphone open with your notes, you want to grab it so that you can capture the rich jewels and nuggets that will be shared with us on today. You know, before we jump into today's topic, we are going to ask for a favor from you. We're asking that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. You know, allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, an email, go old school. Send a message in a bottle or a carrier pigeon. Hey. Bottom line, we're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. And we want you to know that we extend our heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. Why? Because we can't do what we do without YOU, and it wouldn't be the same if you were not tuned in and supporting with enlarging our territory and sharing with those in your network. If you've gotten any richness from Motivational Mondays, we ask that you share with others. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, again, it's time to shape up and win. And our subtopic in our Shape Up series is Stop Flapping. Stop flapping. You may be thinking, okay, Coach Adams, where are you going with this? Well, in our opening, we had a question for you to process, and that question was this: are you struggling with where you are on your journey? Are you struggling with where you are on your journey? Year of 2023 is coming to a close in approximately 62 days. And my question raised to you is, are you still struggling with where you are on your journey personally and professionally? Well, I want to encourage you out of the gate. And I want to encourage you because the great thing is the year has not yet come to a close. It's not over yet until it's over. So you still have time on your journey to get some things done, but it's going to require that you make some necessary adjustments. I know I'm in the process of making necessary adjustments. In addition, I'm looking ahead, forecasting, what will this new year look like? So again, I say to you, stop fluttering. Stop flapping your wings. Stop flapping because it's time to soar. And as I just stated, when we talk about flapping, we're talking about fluttering, this process of fluttering. You know, I love the ego as an example. I really do because, of course, the ego represents the bird of the air. It's the leader of the air. And so I love the insight and wisdom, and I've shared from different points of view around this insight and wisdom that we can glean from an eagle on our journey. And as I was processing and I was thinking about birds that fly, of course, is moving its wings up and down, right? When it's flying or when it's preparing to fly, there is this process of moving its wings up and down. And that's a wonderful, beautiful thing, because when it's time for us to take flight, we need to flap our wings up and down. Well, this process, though, of fluttering in this flapping is where I want us to take a look at, because this is that flying, and we're flying, but yet we're unsteady and we're hovering. We're flapping our wings, but have the stability when we are fluttering. And so that's why I said in the open, I said, stop flapping. And we're going to get into that even deeper on today. But I want you to evaluate, where are you on your journey? Where are you on your journey? This 62-ish days left in this year, where are you? Take the time to locate you. Time to evaluate where you are on your journey in your processes. When you think about the start of the year, you had all of these goals that you wanted to reach. You had personal goals. You had professional goals. You may have had family goals. You may have had saving goals, financial, travel goals, whatever it may be. One of the things that I must say every year when I sit down and I do my closing of the year reflective and I start to evaluate on a finalized level, because I'm doing it throughout the year, but I start to really reflect and look at, okay, what have you accomplished, Coach Adams, in what you indicated that you wanted to do? So I start checking off those things. Some of those things are already checked off, because as they were happening, I was checking them off. Some I may have missed. Oh, my gosh, I did that too. And so I'm just looking at, okay, I said I wanted to do that. And then I'll get to some items. It happens every year. Know that you're not on this journey all by yourself. You're not on the island all by yourself, that you say you're going to do something and you may not have accomplished that. The goal, though, is when we're setting our goals for each year and the desires that we have, is that we really evaluate those goals that are not woulda, coulda, shoulda. I should do this. You know, if I had more time, I would have done this. If I could have done this, no. But rather, it's the goals and the desires when it comes to working our vision, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams. We have to evaluate those things that we truly are at a place of readiness, that we are not just woulda, coulda, shoulda. I should do this, so on and so forth. So when I'm looking at my goals, I'm setting realistic goals. And it's so important to set realistic, smart goals. And so if you are now looking and you're seeing all of these different things that you have not yet accomplished, and you are exhausted from all of the flapping of your wings, and you're starting to flutter, it's not too late to adjust and to make a shift. You know, one of the things that I've grown to know to be true is that we have to really evaluate what is causing us not to soar, because it is your season to soar. You should be soaring like an eagle, but we have to evaluate, what is it that is causing me not to soar. What is it that has been preventing me from reaching my goals? What is it that has caused me great frustration? What is it that has caused me to be disappointed on my journey? Stuck in those moments where I wasn't successful, so now I'm dealing with the sting and the burn of the failures of the past, and I'm stuck there like being in quicksand, and I can't let it go, and therefore it's preventing me from getting a greater fullness on my journey because I'm residing and living in the issues of the past, those issues that have already happened, those circumstances that I cannot change, but yet I'm allowing it to have dominance in my life. And that is this process of fluttering. It's those things that cause us on our journey to not be able to soar. It causes us to, even that being our wings, we are at that place of being unsteady. Again, the bird is flying, but it's unsteady. It's hovering, it's flapping its wings quickly and lightly because it's unsteady. That's the fluttering. And when we get to those places of fluttering on our journey, we have to evaluate, how can I adjust? And how can I now soar? You know, the interesting thing of ego is that, and this is oftentimes what will allow us to flutter as well. I spoke about frustrations, failures, disappointments. So circumstances of life would cause us to flutter, right? So we get that. But the thing about it is, when it comes to an ego uses the storm to rise higher, and then it begins this soaring process of gliding. It elevates to another level, and then it uses the storm to support it in gliding. Now it doesn't have to flap its wings. It just spreads its wings, and it allows the circumstances of the weather conditions, the storm, to carry it. This is where I want us to focus, because it's your time to soar. It doesn't matter where you are on your journey. It really doesn't. It does not matter where you are on your journey. What matters at this stage is, where are you going? It doesn't matter where you are on your journey. What matters at this stage is where you're going. So when you evaluate where you're going, that's when the rubber really meets the road, because you have to ask yourself, am I willing to do what's required? Am I willing to adjust where I need to adjust in order to get the result that I want? I'm pausing with intention, because I want you to think about this. Do I want to continue to flutter? Or do I want to rise above the storms of life and get different results? Because it is your season to soar. So today's focus is about this process of stop fluttering and learning lessons from the ego and life in general. And so when we think about this process of gliding through the storm, we have to evaluate. Think about this. We have to evaluate what is weighing us down. Ooh, ooh, What is the dead weight that's causing me to flutter? What is weighing me down that's causing me to be unstable? Are you processing? As you prepare to cross over into this new year and close out the year that we're in, the frustration that you're feeling, the failure that you're feeling, the disappointment, the circumstances, et cetera, whatever that may be, what is the weight that you are carrying that is causing you not to get the desired result that you'd want? Because if we don't stop fluttering on our journey, again, thinking about the beautiful birds of the air, flapping the wings to fly, but getting into that place of difficulty and starting to flutter, this fluttering of this time and season in which they're unstable. There's this uncertainty. They're having difficulty in their flight and moving and elevating to the next level. But yet the ego soars. The ego uses the storm. And as you prepare to close out this year, literally we have, again I state, approximately 62 days or so left in this year. It's time to soar. But in order for you to soar, you have to stop fluttering. And so we want to look at what's causing me to flutter. What's causing me to feel uncertain and unstable? What has caused me to not be stable and have the footing that I need on my journey to achieve my goals, to work my vision and live out my dreams? What is it? What is the weight that you have been carrying? Because today is about reverse engineering. We have to look at the weight that has caused the baggage that we're carrying in our lives, those issues of the past that are weighing us down, causing us to flutter instead of soar. We have to reverse engineer, meaning I must look at what the issues are, what has caused my frustration, what has caused my disappointment, what are the circumstances, the past failures that I'm now living in, those issues of the past, instead of, and so in essence, it's weighing me down. It's the baggage that I'm carrying because I said the business didn't go the way that I wanted. And it was so disappointing for me. And I was embarrassed because I said I have a new business and nothing happened in the way that I wanted it to. And people looked at me as a failure. And so I got shameful. And I allowed the shame to chip away at my confidence. And now I'm afraid. And I don't want to try the next thing. And so I'm wallowing in the midst of that failure. I'm soaking in it. Now it's a bag. Baggage that I'm trying to carry and I'm holding on to. I'm holding it like a badge. Well, I tried to start the business and it failed. I don't know what I went through and what I lost. You know, one of the things that was such a breakthrough for me, and I'm not minimizing, please, hear Coach Adams' heart. I'm not minimizing the struggles. I myself have had my own struggles. But I remember when God began to speak his purpose on my life. Roughly around 1998, when God began to speak his purpose and his call in my life, transitioned out of real estate. And those of you that are regular listeners, you've heard different aspects of this story. But I transitioned out of real estate, and I was in property management full-time at the time, and I was searching, right? I was searching. And I was searching because I knew that there had to be more. And so in essence, in that season, I was fluttering. But I had to look at on a deeper level, okay, well, you didn't have the success that you would have wanted in real estate and that you thought you would have, so now you're not going to do anything? And when I was in real estate finance to be specific, when I was in real estate, I was 100% commissioned. So I've always been okay with taking risk at some level. And I didn't get a check for over 6 months. I was working with a client, and that transaction went awry. Why do I tell you that? I tell you that because at that same time, I was searching for what my reason for being created was. And I got introduced to, at a time in which I was discovering and searching, and someone recommended coaching to me, and I was investigating that. And then I got introduced to Al and Hattie Hollingsworth Ministry, my mentors, who I serve as their Global Master Trainer. And I was going through some life circumstances. I'm transitioning out of this industry into a different aspect of the industry. I hadn't gotten a check in over 6 months because my last transaction went completely awry. Don't need to get into those details. Bottom line, hadn't got paid because I was 100% commissioned for over 6 months. And I'm going somewhere with why I'm telling you these details. And I remember early on hearing my mentors say about when it came to taking a calculated risk, that an entrepreneur is one who takes a calculated risk, but then helping one to shift into understanding kingdompreneurship versus just entrepreneurship. But they would often say this, that you're already on the ground. How far is it to fall when you're already on the ground? And I say that to you because many of us, we're afraid to take risks, but we're already on the ground. And so when I heard my mentors, Al and Hattie, make that statement, many years ago now, forever ago now, I was in that place. That's why I gave you the backdrop of my story and set the scene for you of where I was at the time. I was transitioning out of real estate. I had not gotten my first, you know, check from property management early on, and that hadn't gotten a check in over 6 months because I was 100% commissioned. Credit was shot. Had to file bankruptcy, just so much going on. Bad choices. I was already on the ground. And so many of you, you're on the ground, figuratively speaking, right now where you are. And yet you are afraid to take a risk, and you have allowed the conditions of your past to now become baggage that you are carrying that's weighing you down. The disappointment that you're holding on to like it's a banner, it happened years ago, but now you won't take a risk. The frustration that you've been feeling because things didn't go the way that you desired for them to go, you're not doing anything else because you're like, I'm so frustrated, nothing's happening the way I wanted to. Well, when we understand that frustration, simply put, it's a barrier to our goal. So I get why you would be frustrated. I've had those moments on my journey as well when I have been frustrated. So I understand. I get it. And again, I'm not minimizing what you are experiencing and what your journey has been. But the one thing that I've grown to know to be true is that you can't hold on to that baggage if you want to soar, because the weight of that baggage, figuratively speaking, it's causing you to flutter. It's causing your wings to be unstable. You're not able to soar because you don't know how to reverse engineer it. And when we're able to reverse engineer it, one, we're able to glean the lessons from the circumstances, glean the failures, glean the lessons from the disappointments, from the frustrations, the circumstances, whatever they may be. Don't allow them to bring you down, to weigh you down, but do the work so that you can reverse engineer your circumstances and do the work, make a shift in redefining how you view the frustrations of the past. How do you view the failures of the past? How do you view the disappointments of the past? Because if you continue to allow those things to hinder you, and figuratively speaking, they are the weight on your wings, you're only going to flutter. And today, it's about stop fluttering. Don't look at the time that has gone by in this year and think, oh, well, I might as well just start next year because, the year is a bust. No, it's not. There's still about 62-ish days left in this year for you to maximize. What will you do with the time that you still have? I understand you didn't achieve all that you thought you would have achieved at this stage. I get it. But what are the lessons that you have learned along the way? What are the lessons that you have learned along the way? Because when we can look at the lessons that we have learned, now we have greater insight in order to allow the circumstances like the ego does. You see, the ego uses the storm. At a certain stage, the ego flaps its wings, right? But when it's in the midst of the storm, guess what it does? It stretches its wings out. It's no longer flapping, and it allows the storm to carry it. And it goes with the storm, and the storm takes it to a higher elevation. The storm moves it along. So now they're not resisting the storm, which many of us have done. But the ego has learned how to redefine the issues of the storm and use it. Hear it. Use it to its benefit. And that's what we're talking about. How can you use the issues that, yes, have you frustrated? How can you use the circumstances that have been disappointing for you? How can you use all of that to your benefit? That's what I want you to think about. Don't think about the failure in that I failed and stayed down and you're wallowing in it. No. Shift it. Shift it. Shift it. When you're able to make a shift, you're able to now not allow the circumstances that, yeah, for that moment it defeated you, but you fell down, yes, fell down, but get back up. Don't stay down. And that's the challenge, that many of us, we fall down and we don't get up. We wallow in it. We stay in that space. We don't learn from it. and you go year after year after year not working your vision, not achieving your goal, and not living out your dreams. And so now the frustration becomes overwhelming. The disappointment becomes overwhelming. And the circumstances weigh heavy on your wings, and you're fluttering. You have to decide, will I stay in the conditions of the past, those circumstances that I cannot change, that have already happened, they're behind you, or will I make a shift, and will I learn from the failures? You know, I believe that it was Thomas Edison. I know it was Thomas Edison, but I believe that he said, I didn't fail. I learned over 1,000 ways it didn't work. When he was, obviously, Thomas Edison creating the light bulb. And so I say that because that's a prime example in making a shift in viewing things from a different lens and a different point of view. Because if you look at every time you try as a failure, you're now fluttering. It becomes weight on your wings. But if you look at the failure opportunity to grow and to learn and to recognize what's working and what's not working, build on what's working and work on those areas that are not working, now you come out with greater insight for the next thing that you try, the next opportunity. And so I want you to think about, where do you need to shift in order for you to get different results? How do you need to reverse engineer your circumstances so that you can get different results as you move into the last and final 62-ish days of the year before we start this new year and start to also prepare for where you're going? You know, when I was in real estate, it was interesting because right about now, the mindset of those in the industry was it's time to shut down. Things would start to slow down going into the holidays. People were barely coming into the office. You know, they were just kind of on this wind down of a shutdown right about now. If you maximize this time right now, you're going to be in a better position as you close out this year, starting your year, than if you just completely shut down and throw in the towel and say, oh, I'll just start fresh at the start of the year. No. Now is your time to evaluate, to examine. Hello, are you hearing me? Examine. What did you do right? What's working on your journey? Where do you need to make a shift so that you can get the results that you desire and start evaluating, okay, I didn't get these things done. When I started the year, I had, you know, 20 things that I wanted to do, whatever your list looked like for you. Okay, I got half of them done. Now look at not woulda, coulda, shoulda, but now reevaluate what are those things that I truly desire that I am highly motivated and committed. I will be committed to seeing them through. It would be much better for you to have 5 things versus 20 things and achieve 4 out of the 5 or 5 out of the 5 versus a list of 20 and only achieve 10. Because what that tells me is that you had some woulda, coulda, shoulda, some things on your goals list that you really weren't committed to. You really didn't have the fire for. You know, I was sharing in a video just a couple of days ago that for some of you may know this, some of you don't. My name, Shania, has a Peruvian root. And the meaning of my name, based on its Peruvian root, is flame, flame. And I want to encourage you, based on the root and meaning of my name, I want to encourage you to know that you have to be the fire starter in your life. You have to be the flame. You have to tap into your purpose, your goals, your vision. You have to be motivated. Previous episodes that motivation gets us going, but it's our daily practices, it's the habits that now enable us to convert on that motivation that got us going. We now have to have the daily practices. So now is a perfect time for you to evaluate, where do I need to shift and adjust on my journey so that I'm in a better position to let go of the dead weight? Let go of the dead weight because it's causing you to flutter, so that you can now find the right pathway to soar, because that's what the ego does. The ego finds the right pathway for it to soar, and it soars in the midst of the storm, and that storm causes the ego to elevate. So if you want to elevate, you can't flap your wings with a flutter. You got to let go of that dead weight, those circumstances of the past that have been hindering you on your journey. Woo! It's amazing how quickly time flies. So with that being said, we're coming to the lines. We're coming to you, our global listening audience, and would love to hear from you in these final moments that we have to share today. You know, this is a time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-459-374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Our lines are open. I would love to hear from you. You have dedicated this hour of empowerment. I would love to hear your thoughts on what we've discussed today. Was it beneficial for you? What was your takeaway? Maybe you have a question that you would like to ask. Your resident empowerment coach is in session. Now is your time. The lines are open, and we love the richness of the engagement, and we truly do welcome your interaction with us. And so don't hesitate to press 1 on your telephone keypad. Meanwhile, I want to just remind us, what did we glean from today's Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for you? Well, we said, stop fluttering. Because if you are struggling with where you are on your journey, personally or professionally, it says that you are fluttering. And it's time to, and we want to support you in this process of soaring. We said you have to evaluate what is causing you not to soar. What is the baggage that's hindering you? What are those things that you need to let go of, so that you're not living in the circumstances of the past, not living looking in your rearview mirror and driving forward, and now you're crashing because your focus is on the things that are behind you instead of what's before you and where you are in this moment. And so in this process, we have to let go of the frustrations, the past failures, the disappointments, whatever the circumstances are that have been hindering you, because that is what we're likening to as dead weight that we're carrying, that's weighing our wings, figuratively speaking, down, that's causing us to flutter. And so when we deal with those things that, and we're able to identify what has caused me to stall, now we can use, this is where the shift happens. When you recognize those circumstances that are holding you down, that have caused you to flutter, that have become weight for you, like the ego, now you can use the circumstances that we're going to liken that to a storm, the storms of life. Now you can find the pathway, the right pathway to soar. And so that in this process of finding that right pathway, you're now able to spread your wings. The ego spreads its wings, and the ego uses the circumstances of the storm and allows the storm to carry it through and allows the storm to elevate it to the next level. And so when we use the storms of life, now we're able to glean insight and wisdom. We're able to learn from the circumstances. We're now able to identify what was working, what wasn't working, and we have ability to make a shift so we can get different results. And so I want to encourage you to take this time, this final 62-ish days of the year, to do a couple of things. Number one, evaluate and locate where are you on your journey. Start to process the goals that you have not yet achieved. Evaluate, were these things woulda, coulda, shoulda? Or are you committed in these last 60-ish days to now get some things done? If not, make a shift. Evaluate and start to prepare your goals for this coming year and start to position yourself to get greater results. And speaking of positioning yourself to get greater results, you know, I am committed through my full circle of empowerment to assisting individuals on their journey to getting and achieving more professionally through my growth journey processes that I have available for you and the gift of empowerment, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, private masterminds, team building. Of course, Motivational Mondays is here, and it's free for you every Monday. It's a great cost to others, but not to you. You are able to come and be empowered to jumpstart your week, motivated and inspired with tools to support you on your journey to win. And I do encourage you to set your timer every week for Motivational Mondays because of our commitment to give you resources and tools and thoughts and processes that would assist you in making the necessary shifts that you need to make along the way to win, being able to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams. And if you want more information regarding our full circle of empowerment, simply call or text 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Call or text. If you are texting, text your name and full circle, or your name and the specific area of our full circle of empowerment that you're interested in, and our team will get back to you. And if you join in a one-on-one coaching partnership as we're preparing to close out the year, within this month of November, we're launching this in November, you're getting a jump start because we're literally 2 days away. But if you started a one-on-one coaching partnership, you're going to receive 4 months of coaching for the price of 3 months of coaching. So you get one full month of complimentary coaching.
And so if you want more information about a one-on-one coaching partnership, again, the number to dial or text is 310-289-2101. Because as you look at closing out this year and you look at where you've been, I want you to know that regardless, as I stated, the real estate industry for many starts to wind down now. Many industries start to wind down now. But for you, don't lose focus on your vision, on your goals, on your dreams. You know, if you want different results, you have to do things differently. So maybe it was your standard mode of operation that at this time you would shut things down. So with that, if you want different results, it's time to ramp things up. I know we're getting ready to go into the holidays. You could still celebrate the holidays, but the holidays is just on one day. What about the other day? What are you going to be doing with the other day? And so if you want to get greater results, you have to be willing to do something differently. Closing out this year with one-on-one coaching, for many of you, that's doing something differently than what you've ever done before. And it's a great benefit because I've grown to know that, and this is great insight for my journey, that having the right people on your team and around you is so key. Having the right people speak words into your life is so key. Because if you're around individuals that are negative and they're saying, oh, you're not going to accomplish anything, you know, that's not a realistic dream. Really, you think you can do that? Guess what? Then you won't do that. But if you have the circle of individuals, teammates and mentors and coaches that are speaking into your life and like-minded individuals that are saying, yes, come on, let's do it. You still have time to finish the book. Don't quit. You can do this. You still have time to start that business. You can do this. I am telling you, it's not too late. You start to feel differently about where you are on your journey and about what you can achieve because of the power of the words that are being spoken into your life. That's why it's so important to have the right people speaking life into your life. Yes, you have to motivate yourself, and motivation gets us going. But it sure is great to have that tribe supporting you in the background and walking alongside with you as well, because now you're in a greater, stronger position. So winning partnerships, I'm all about partnerships. Be it in a one-on-one coaching partnership, a group coaching setting, mastermind, whatever that may look like, partnerships are key. You know, early on I realized that one can set 1,000 in flight. It's been stated that one can set 1,000 in flight. And we're talking about soaring and the leader of the air, which is the ego. So 1,000 in flight. You can accomplish great things by yourself. You really can. But there's something uniquely special that happens in a partnership. One can set 1,000 in flight. But two, when two come together in a partnership, and I'm not talking about necessarily a marriage partnership. It could be a business partnership. It could be a coach and a client partnership. It could be like-minded individuals in a group coaching setting. When two can set 1,000 in flight. I mean, one can set 1,000 in flight. Two can set 10,000 in flight. There's greater power. There's greater dynamics that happen in partnerships. And that's why I say to you that I want to support you and be on your journey, your vision partner with you, walking alongside and supporting you with your vision and you working your vision, achieving your goal, and living out your dreams. Coaching makes the difference. It really does. I have a coach. It makes a difference. I am telling you, it makes a difference. So call for complete details and redeem your complimentary coaching offer. Receive 4 months of coaching for the price of three. 310-289-2101. We are at that stage of our closeout today. You know, I am so humbled and honored every week when we have Motivational Mondays. It really does make my heart sing because it gives me the opportunity to share with you virtually through the airwaves. You know, my passion is coaching, powering others, edifying and supporting others on their journey. It is my passion. I will do it wherever I am. And so having the opportunity to share with you every Monday on Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for you, I don't take this opportunity lightly or for granted as the fact that you have chosen to tune in. You could be doing so many things on Monday during this time, but you have opted to share with us for this hour of empowerment. And again, I want you to know how honored and grateful I am because I do it because it's my passion, my heart, a part of the call of my life and my assignment to support you. So thank you for being there. You know, we appreciate you tuning in, and I want you to know maybe you didn't ask a question today, but maybe you have a question or you have a show recommendation. You would like to share your thoughts virtually. Social media is available for you with our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. We can keep the dialogue going. We love the engagement. Know that we welcome you. All are welcome. It's a free group that's open to everyone through Facebook. So again, it's the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Simply ask to be a part of the group and all are welcome. As we close out today, if you would like to learn more about Coach Adams, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Again, we thank you so much for tuning in. We bring today's broadcast to a close. And I leave you with this thought to ponder. This is Coach Adams. I coach and you win. Thank you for tuning in and set your timer to join us every Monday right here on Inspired Media for you for Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams.